Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I invite you to turn with me in your Bibles to Job chapter 17. Now, I want to ask us a question. It's a question that we all need to ask ourselves. It's a vital life and death question. And it's found right here in Job chapter 17. Let's look at verse 15. It says, "And where is now my hope?" Where is now my hope? What is my hope? What that means is, do I think I will go to heaven to be with the Lord? And if I do, what causes me to think that? What is your hope? You know, many people don't know. Many people don't know. Ask somebody, what is your hope, really? Really? Just stop for a minute. Just stop running all over the place. Let's just stop our minds for just a minute. Let's dig deep. Let's get honest. What is your hope? What is my hope? Some people will say, well, I've been to church all my life. Well, tons of people, millions of people, go to church their whole life. And then they go to meet God. And then God puts them in hell. Did you know that? Isn't that sobering? Some people will say, well, I've tried to be a good person and do the right thing my whole life. Well, in spite of the fact that the Scripture says there's none good, no, not one. Many people spend their whole life trying to be a good person. And then they go to meet God. And then God puts them in hell. That sounds so cold and it sounds so hard, doesn't it? But based on the Word of God, it's the truth. I want to show you that in Matthew chapter 7. This is such a vital, vital life and death issue. Matthew chapter 7 says this. Verse 21. This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. He said, "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." You know, they say, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Well, the Lord. "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." And do you know what the will of the Father is? He said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." Hear his word. Well, in verse 22, our Lord said, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? We were preachers. Not only did we go to church, we were the preachers." He said, Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils? We were the good guys. We cast devils out of people. He goes on to say, and in thy name done many wonderful works. We did so many good things. We did so many good deeds. Verse 23, our Lord said, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That's sobering, isn't it? Everything that I look to in this life, every single thing that I look to in this world for hope is going to turn out to be no hope at all. I don't care what it is. If my hope is in the fact that I was baptized, I'm going to find out there's no hope there at all. None. I want to show you that in Acts chapter 8. Turn with me over to Acts chapter 8. Verse 9 says, but there was a certain man called Simon. And that's not Simon Peter, that's a different Simon. There was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now verse 18 says, and when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. He was baptized. He was baptized. But he had no hope in that. Ultimately, he was cast out. The first time that baptism appears in the Word of God is in Matthew chapter 3. If baptism is salvation, then every person in the Old Testament went to hell. Adam, Abraham, Moses, David, Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Elijah. If baptism is salvation, then the thief on the cross, whom the Lord said, today you're going to be with me in paradise, he didn't make it. If baptism is salvation, he was never baptized. There's no hope there. None at all. If my hope is that I'm going to go meet God, and my plea is going to be, I was baptized, there's no hope there. I'm going to find that out one day. Now listen to this. If my hope is in the fact that I confess Christ right now, if my hope is in the fact that I currently confess Christ, there's no hope there. I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16, verse 13 says this, "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' And they said, 'Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets.' And he saith unto them, 'But whom say ye that I am?' And Simon Peter answered and said, 'Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.'" He confessed him. But turn over to Matthew 26. Look at verse 31. It says, "Then saith Jesus unto them, 'All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee.' Peter answered and said, 'Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended.' Jesus said unto him, 'Verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice.' Peter said unto him, 'Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee.' Likewise also said all the disciples." But now look at verse 69. It says, "Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel, a little girl, came unto him, saying, 'Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee.' But he denied before them all, saying, 'I know not what thou sayest.' And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, 'This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth.' And again he denied with an oath, 'I do not know the man.' And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, 'Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee.' Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, 'I know not the man.' And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, 'Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice.' And he went out and wept bitterly." Peter confessed him, but he had no hope in that. None at all. If my hope is in anything that I have done, anything, any work that I have done or not done, if my hope is in the fact that there are certain things that I have never done, our Lord said, we just read it in Matthew 7, "Many will say to me, 'We've done many wonderful works.'" But they're going to find out there's no hope in that. None at all. Everything that I look to in this world for hope is going to turn out to be no hope at all. It's going to let me down. It's going to bring me down. And I'm going to get to the end. I'm going to get to the end of this life, and I'll have no rest, and I'll have no peace, because I've yet to find a real hope. Does one exist? Is there a hope that will not fail? Is there a hope that is ordered and sure? Well, I have very good news. There is one. There is one hope. Turn with me over to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1, let's look at verse 27. It says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. Christ in me, the hope. There is one hope. 1 Timothy 1 verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. The Lord Jesus Christ is my hope. He is the only hope. Listen to these two verses. Proverbs 13, verse 12 says this, hope deferred. Hope that is deferred maketh the heart sick. Sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. If I don't know where my hope is, if I cannot find my hope, if I cannot see my hope, my heart is sick. But when I do see my hope, when the desire cometh, it's a tree of life. My hope is the tree of life. Psalm 42 verse 11 says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. Hope thou in God. My hope is not in my baptism. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in His baptism. It's in His death. It's in His burial. It's in His resurrection. That's my hope. My hope is not in my confession. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in His confession before His Father. My hope is not in anything that I've done. My hope is built on nothing less than the Lord Jesus Christ's blood and His righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but by the grace of God, I wholly, I totally, I completely lean on the Lord Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground. There's one hope. One blessed hope. If you're turning with me, turn over to Psalm 119. Psalm 119 verse 49 says, remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Remember the word upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Verse 50 says, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Verse 81 says, my soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Verse 114 says, thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Verse 116 says, uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Let me not be ashamed, my one and only hope. We hope in His word. We have hope because of His word. Not because of anything I've done, it's because of His word. I want to look at a little bit more of it and then we'll close. Turn with me over to Lamentations chapter 3. If a man needs hope, he'll find it in Lamentations chapter 3. Verse 21 says this, "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope." When all my hope seems to be lost, when I'm worried over my sin, when my filth and my iniquities get a hold of me, when I feel the weight and the burden of my sin, Lamentations 3:21 says, "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed." What is my hope? Here it is. My Lord is merciful. He's merciful to sinners just like me. I hope in the fact that I need mercy, and He has plenty of it. He is plenteous in mercy. He will have mercy on whom He'll have mercy. Verse 21 here says, "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not." I hope in the fact that my God and my Savior, Jesus Christ, is full of compassion, and His compassions fail not. They'll never run dry. Never. Verse 23 right here says, "They are new every morning." Isn't that so wonderful? They're new every morning. Job said in Job 17, "What is man that thou shouldest magnify him, and that thou shouldest set thine heart upon him?" Well, who am I? You're God. What is man that thou shouldest magnify him, and that thou shouldest set thine heart upon him, and that thou shouldest visit him every morning? Oh, Lord, you're so good. Who am I? Verse 23 goes on to say, "Great is thy faithfulness." That's my hope. My hope is in His faithfulness. Verse 24 says, "The Lord is my portion." That's my hope. The Lord is my portion. He's what I get. He's all I need. "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him." The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him. The Lord is so good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It's a good thing to hope in the Lord. Why? Because it's a sure hope. There is no maybe with God. There is no possibly with God. It's only yea and amen. Turn with me over to Ezekiel 37. Verse 11 says, "Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts." Do you ever say that? Do you ever feel that? Our bones are dried. Our hope is lost. We're cut off for our parts. The Lord told Ezekiel, "Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land, then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. It's good for a man and a woman to hope in the Lord, because he shall not fail. Now, very quickly, I want to show you what that hope produces. Acts chapter 2, verse 25 says this, David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he's on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope. That hope, the hope, will bring rest and peace. Acts chapter 24, verse 14 says, But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God. Believing all things that are written in the law and the prophets will cause us to hope in God. Now let me give you two more scriptures. Romans chapter 8, verse 24 says this, We are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? I see my baptism. I see my confession. I see my works. Verse 25 says, But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. I have not seen him with my eyes, but he's my hope, because I've seen him by faith. I've seen him in his word. I've heard his voice through his word. He's my hope. He's my all. So the last scripture I'll read to you is Romans 15, verse 13. It says, Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's my hope and my prayer for each one of us, for me, for you, is that the God of hope would fill us with all joy and peace in believing the Word, His Word, that we may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Until next Sunday morning, may the Lord God bless His Word.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee 37660, or log on to our website at kingsportsovereigngracechurch.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.